Hey, I bought you a new chair. Come on. Why don't you try it? It's pretty comfy. What's the occasion? Oh, just some news. I figured you'd want to be sitting down for this one. And I wanted to make sure you were comfortable. So, I came to pick you up from practice, but then I found you got a ride home from one of your teammates. I was just about to leave. Then I caught the sound of a guy crying in the locker room. Apparently, some of the guys on your team made fun of his dick size. Don't lie to me. You made that poor guy cry. He told me everything. I have proof. I texted your friend and he told me the whole story. You guys can't go a single practice without picking on him. Well, until he stopped changing with you all. Now he waits until everyone leaves, then takes a shower by himself after each practice. Oh, you'll be more than just sorry. You're giving him an apology first thing tomorrow morning. No, you can't go now. I need you to feel the wrath of what he experienced. Don't babe me. If you want to stay together with me, you'll shut the fuck up until I tell you to speak. Good. As I was saying, I need you to know just what it's like to suffer. I'm going to humiliate you. And to make sure you pay attention, I brought this rope with me. One more retort like that and we're through. I'm tying you up. Don't worry. It's not going to hurt. Much. No pain, no gain. Isn't that what you guys say? Yeah, I thought so. A tough guy like you should be able to handle a little rope, no problem. Anyway, let me just tie you to this chair. There we go. Now, I trust that you'll shut your mouth until ordered. Or should I put a gag around it? All right. No gag this time. You'd better earn it. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So I heard him crying in the locker room all by himself. I know it's a little weird for a girl to walk into the men's change room, but someone had to comfort him. I mean, he had a towel around him. Admittedly, he was a little spooked when he saw me, but I wanted to reassure him that everything was going to be okay. Well, I asked him why he was crying, of course, and then he told me that you guys made fun of his small cock. You kept making jokes about him on the field, telling him that his little prick was practically a clit, and asking if you could eat out his vagina. Stuff like that. You guys are so insensitive. I swear, you think your cock size is a big deal? It makes no difference how many inches you have. But you guys have the biggest assholes of any team I've ever seen. I asked him why he didn't just quit the team. And he said even though he hates the harassment, he wanted to make his dad proud. His father gets so much joy from watching him play. Even though he doesn't play much. And that's enough of a reason for him to stay. You know what? It takes a lot of balls to stay on a team after dealing with that kind of harassment. Balls that you don't have. Maybe if you had some balls, you'd speak up and defend the little guy for once. And I'm not just talking about his penis. I mean, originally I was going to break up with you. But I think you can learn a thing or two out of this experience. You'd probably end up dating some skank that doesn't give a shit about your bullying. Oh no. I didn't just talk to him. I got him to show me his cock. I mean, after hearing so much about it, I had to see what all the hype was about. Honestly, it looked pretty average to me. I'm disappointed in you. After everything I was hearing, I swore it must have been a micropenis. I bet you would have just picked on the guy with the next smallest dick if he wasn't around. Honestly, I don't even like big cocks that much. Oh yeah? You think I like being sore in the morning? Please. Sure, it was a little fun the first few times, but after a while it gets pretty old real quick. And you know what? I haven't had a cock his size in a while. I thought it would be a fun experience. Listen to that mouth. I'm disappointed in you. You were so quiet, listening to me like a good boyfriend. Now I've got to gag you. Luckily, I've got just the thing. No, you had your chance. Open up, asshole. Fine. Be that way, I'll fucking plug your nose. Ugh. There we go. Nice and tight. Just like my cunt, right? Yeah, I don't think you'll be fucking me anytime soon. Because his cock was way better than yours. He was actually pretty great. I'm guessing he was a virgin, too. I wouldn't have thought it with how skilled he was. We did it right in the locker room. And it felt like he knew exactly what he was doing. He gave me a whole lot more pleasure than you ever could. I mean, have you ever once asked me how I was feeling? Yeah, I thought so. When we fuck, you're gonna learn how to please a woman. Maybe I'll invite him over so he can watch us. Oh, yeah. You're my pathetic cuckold now. How does it feel to hear your girlfriend prefers a cock half your size? You're lucky I'm even willing to look at that dick of yours anymore. I could have just left you right then and there. But I think the humiliation will set in better this way. Maybe you'll finally learn your lesson for once. Oh. And I see you've got a bulge in your pants. That's my cuckold boyfriend. Blink twice if you want me to help it out for you. That's what I thought. You want me to give you a hand job while I humiliate you? Well, who am I to deny you? Here we go. Look at it. Nice and free. Doesn't that feel better? Oh, God. Rock hard, too. I should have known you were a closet submissive. This shit's turning you on, huh? Well, I'll stroke you and tell you all about your teammate's cock. Maybe you'll learn something for once. It's a shame, too. If you weren't gagged, I'd have you beg for me to stroke that cock. I guess good things come to those who wait, huh? There we go. Just a little brush of the fingertips. Oh, I want to tease the fuck out of you. As I was saying, I told him that his cock wasn't anything to be made fun of. He didn't believe me. So I offered to suck his cock for him. Show him how much fun it could be to have a little dick in my mouth. Yeah. I could fit the whole thing in, no problem. Oh, do you know how much that turns me on? Why do you think I never blew you? I don't like huge cocks down my fucking throat. I like to breathe. Actually, I had a fun time twirling his dick around in my mouth. It was like a piece of candy. I got to do little tricks with my tongue. Oh, and he got really turned on from it, too. His moan was so fucking hot. I couldn't believe I was his first. It gave him a real chance to appreciate a woman for the first time. So, yeah. He was really appreciative of my body and offered to lick my pussy. Yeah, when's the last time you ate me out? 'Cause I certainly don't remember. Oh, he was such a gentleman. It's like he was born to please a woman. Oh, God. His mouth was fantastic. Honestly, I didn't care if his cock would be too small at that point. With a tongue like his, I wasn't concerned at all what it would feel like. And believe me, it actually felt great. Sure, you stretched me out a bit, but he knew what he was doing. You pounded me like some meathead. And he kept asking me how he was doing. I gave him a few instructions, and he was good to go. You see, that's what a real man is like. It's not about who has the biggest cock or how athletic someone is. It's about a guy who can listen. I'm gonna train you to be like him. Of course, you'll never be as good as him, but I'm gonna fucking try. No woman in the real world would bother with an asshole like you. Not even if they like big cocks. Oh, shit. Is that pre-cum? You're getting close, aren't you? Well, give me a sign. A wink if you're close to coming. All right, then I'll just let go. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't hear you. Did you want me to keep stroking? Huh. All right. But if you want me to keep stroking, you'll agree to be my personal cuckold. And you'll watch us fuck while you shut the fuck up. That's a good boy. All right, I'll let you come. Here, I'll get it wet and start stroking again. Oh, yeah, that's right. Don't you dare come until I say so. Or you'll be eating his cum out of my pussy for the next week. Oh, yeah. And don't forget that apology either. Oh, you're gonna tell him just how sorry you are. And I'm gonna call him to make sure you followed my instructions. If you're not sorry now, you'll be damn sorry real soon. Oh. All right, bitch. Hold off just a little bit longer. Oh, I know you're close, but surely you have enough self-control, right? Five. Four. Three. Two. One. Come already. I want to see that pathetic seed of yours shoot out of that freakishly huge dick. Oh, that's right. Get off to your girlfriend shaming your cock. It's what you deserve after how you treated him. Come for me. Come for him. Come on, loser. I don't have all day. Ah, there we go. Yeah. Yes. Put you in your place like you deserve. I knew I would get through that thick skull of yours. You seem tired. Why don't I get you a pillow and let you sleep in that new chair of yours? I think it'll be your new favorite chair. Move it up to the bedroom for me, okay? I want to make sure it's in a good position to watch us fuck. Oh yeah, he's coming over soon. I hope your cock doesn't hurt too much from getting turned on. I know you just came and all, but I had to invite him over for seconds. I can't wait.